Now, notice what he says here in verse 12. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. And that is quite interesting that they didn't want to pay very much. I wonder if Judas had a little difficulty agreeing on the price, because we're told here, so they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. Now, isn't that a remarkable thing? Because we're dealing with a passage of Scripture, again, that has been literally fulfilled and in a most remarkable way. And I want you to see, for instance, look with me at Matthew 26, verse 15, and let me read it. And he said unto them, one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests. That's verse 14. And now 15. And said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Isn't that interesting? You see, it's Zechariah that mentions that. Now, if you go over to the 27th chapter of Matthew, you find something quite interesting here in the 9th and 10th verses. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they, the children of Israel, did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed. Now, Jeremiah had a great deal to say about the potter's field in Jeremiah 18 and 19. And I have a book, you remember, on that, The Potter and the Clay. It's this little book that I have, and many of you already have that because we gave it out or sent it out when we were in Jeremiah. And we would repeat that if any of you would care to have that. Now, notice what he says in verse 13. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter of lordly price. Now, that is the way that that is given to us here in the New Scofield Bible, a lordly price. Well, I'm of the opinion that they've really improved by using this word, but I think that we can get a better one, a fancy price. You've heard the expression, well, that's a fancy price for a certain article. Well, a fancy price that I was prized at of them. They didn't care much for it. 30 pieces of silver. Imagine that. They paid very little for Jesus. They weren't willing to pay a high ransom price of several million dollars to have him delivered to them. No, they were only willing to pay 30 pieces of silver. How cheap that was. And what did Judas do with it? He threw it down in the sanctuary. And actually here, cast it unto the potter. Well, there's been some discussion as to just what was meant there. Some even think that it should be translated, cast it to the treasurer. Well, Judas came into the temple, and he threw it down there. Now, they wouldn't take it. They said it's the price of blood. And isn't it interesting? They went out, and they bought the potter's field. And now, friends, this is no accident that we're talking about here. And I think this is one of the most remarkable passages of Scripture that we have. What we have here is this. What was the potter's field? You remember Jeremiah? What he had to say about the potter's field? And Matthew referred them to Jeremiah, you see, when they gave that cheap price for him. And Judas, you remember, threw it down. He wouldn't take it. I betrayed innocent blood. And it was used to buy the potter's field. And again, I ask the question, what is the potter's field? Well, quite interestingly, the potter's field was the place where the potters, when they attempt to make a vessel or a vase or a vase, whichever it was they were making, and it didn't yield to them on the potter's field and broke up and a piece came off or it wouldn't yield and bend where they want, they'd just take it and throw that clay away because it wasn't the right texture to be molded, you see. And Jeremiah gives that as a picture of God. God puts mankind, the mud, on the potter's wheel, and he forms and fashions, but that clay has to yield to him. And the clay that won't yield to him, why, it's put in the potter's field. They just throw it out. It's not to be used. Isn't it interesting that the price of Christ was 30 pieces of silver, and they took the 30 pieces of silver. They were very pious about it. Why, they said, that's a price of blood. We couldn't turn that to religious purposes. So they took it out and bought the potter's field, and that's where they bury the poor. You know, the Lord Jesus has been working in the potter's field a long, long time. He purchased that, but he didn't purchase it for 30 pieces of silver. He paid the price, not with even silver or gold, but the precious blood of Christ was paid that he might buy this old world you and I lived in, filled with broken pottery. That's mankind. Oh, the broken pieces today of mankind, broken physically, broken mentally, broken morally, broken spiritually, broken in many different places and in many different ways. And the potter is the Lord Jesus, and he's taken them. And what was thrown away, he can take it and mold it in a vessel that'll be for honor to him. Oh, what a picture is here, and it's in Zechariah. Even in his rejection, not worthy of just the potter's field, but he can work in a potter's field. Now will you notice, he says here, verse 14, then I cut asunder mine other staff, even bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. Now God says, when you sold me, when you got rid of me, when you turned me over into the hands of Gentiles to be crucified, I broke my covenant. Titus the Roman will soon be here, and you're going to be scattered throughout the world because their Messiah had come. He died for their sin. And ever since then, he's been working. The Lord Jesus has been working in the potter's field. What a picture.